Central.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Hellman on Cliff Central.
What a great energy this woman has. You walk in and you realize exactly why she was in 2013 the Crown Gospel Music Awards Artist of the Year. Winnie Mashab is in the building. What's happening? Why are you laughing like that?
It's nice to be here.
It's lovely to have you here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for inviting me.
No, it's such a pleasure. It's so amazing to have you here. I cannot believe that this recent release of yours is your 13th album.
Yes, it's my 13th studio album.
Wow.
I also have one live recorded album.
Yeah.
That we have done in State Theatre last year. In February.
And now you're actually heading back to the State Theatre next month, right? On the 13th and 14th. Yeah, you're going to be doing a big show.
A big show. I'm launching my annual Moral Regeneration Day.
Wow.
Which I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Very, very, very excited.
I've
waited for so long
for
this year to come.
What is the biggest misconception that people have about you? The thing that they say is true about you but actually isn't?
They think I'm a lovely person.
Are you not?
I'm not that lovely.
What do you mean you're not that lovely, Winnie?
Someone can be... appeal as a lovely one because she always smiles.
Yeah.
But I'm a straight talk kind of person. And, you know, when you are a straight talk and you know what you want, others would say, Winnie, well, it's not the Winnie that I thought it was.
But in order to record 13 albums, you have to be somebody that knows what they want. The music business isn't easy. And
it's not. It's not at all. It's not.
And to get into it, you have to push hard.
Oh, we are pushing. But now I'm doing this thing for the love of it. I love music with all my heart. Sometimes I imagine life without music. How is life going to be like without music?
Horrible.
Horrible. Yeah.
It'll be horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
True. It's going to be horrible. Music is my life. It's my passion. I live music.
Where did you grow up?
In Limpopo.
Limpopo.
I was born and raised in Kasikukune 34 years ago. So, now I'm in Gauteng because of this business of mine, music, event management, and other things that I'm doing under Toko Music and projects. So, I was raised there. Limpopo is my humble beginning.
Yeah.
That's where I come from, and I love Limpopo so much.
Everybody, when you go home, must be incredibly proud of you and the success that you've had.
They are very, very, very proud of me. unfortunately, they are calling me the celebrity while I'm not a celebrity. I'm still striving to be celebrated, you know. I'm still working hard to be on that level. Of being called a celebrity because I believe if you are being called a celebrity, it should be because there's something positive that you're doing in our community or in everyone. You must touch lives, you must change lives in a very, very positive way. And so I'm striving to be a celebrity.
But the nature of gospel music is that you create music that does touch lives. Someone can listen to someone before listening to your album can feel sad, and at the end of listening to the album they feel empowered.
Happy. Yes, they feel motivated, spiritually uplifted. So that's why I'm saying I'm striving to be a celebrity. One day I want my grandchildren to say, "Wow, our granny was a celebrity indeed." So, but for now I'm working hard and trying to teach these youngsters to do everything that they love with passion, and the rest will follow.
What is it about gospel music that has, you know, made it the genre that is for you? You've chosen gospel music as your genre, and why is that?
Actually, I don't want to believe that I've chosen gospel music. I believe the gospel chose me.
Wow, yeah.
The gospel chose me, but I can sing any other kind of music,
yeah,
besides gospel. It's just that I love gospel. Gospel is something that I'm comfortable singing.
Mm.
So it's my gift, it's my talent. So that is why I'm saying to you, gospel chose me instead of me choosing gospel. I enjoy what I'm doing, you know.
You must love it because you've got 13
so
albums. Tell me about the first one, and when you held it in your hands, your first ever album, Winnie Mashaba.
Oh my! My first album, Exoda 20. Actually, I've had my album playing on the radio station without even having a copy.
Wow!
Unfortunately, I didn't hear all the song when the song started. I was shouting to the neighbors, hey, tune into radio. I'm on radio. When I get back, the song was gone. It was finished now. So the time was ticking while I was calling my neighbors to listen to me singing on the radio.
Yeah.
I was very excited. Very, very. I cannot forget that moment. The first time when I heard myself singing on the radio. So
it's quite a thing.
Quite a thing, huh?
It's quite a thing.
Mm.
How do you decide when you're going to release another album?
Oh, the team that I'm working with, you know. The melodies that are always in my head. Thank God for the technology, because every time when you hear the melody, you just do like na 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 na.
Yeah.
Then you'll put together the melodies and the lyrics together, and yeah, a very, very nice song is there with a very good good message,
yeah,
inside.
Yeah.
So that's how I do music.
Who knows you the best in the world other than yourself? Who knows you really well?
I'm not sure.
Who knows Winnie? Who knows you the best?
I'm not sure, but I guess my husband knows other things that people don't know about me.
Okay, so he knows, yeah, how you like your tea. He knows how. He knows
everything.
I mean, everything.
10 years of our lives together.
Wow.
He must be knowing me very well.
What? Tell me about marriage. I mean, 10 years of marriage, and you feel what about marriage?
It's funny. Others are saying marriage is difficult, and so I haven't felt that I'm married. Like married. I'm just in love with this guy from Zanini in Limpopo, and he's my life partner.
Yeah.
Just call him my life partner, because his pain is my pain, his happiness is my happiness.
Mm.
I support him and understand him. I've never ever tried to change the person he is, and he did the same on me. So he never changed the Winnie, the jolly Winnie, and that Winnie who is talking too much, you know, and the Winnie who loves singing gospel. So that's why I don't feel like I'm in this marriage.
Yeah.
I just feel like I have a life partner who I have to share.
Support you and everything.
Who
that
I
you
have
do.
To share everything with him. Who I have to share what I cannot share with Array.
Yeah.
So, with him, you know. That's how I describe marriage and the communication. It's very, very, very good, which is the foundation of the marriage.
Yeah.
It's a communication. If you communicate, then you'll come all right.
Your family must be very proud of you and all you've achieved.
Oh, my family. Shame on them. Shame, shame, shame. I feel sorry for them. Sometimes they would say, yeah, we understand that now we are having this big family, because many people, they adore Winnie Mashaba. Many people, they want to be close to Winnie. Many people, they want to be friends. So they have to share me with everyone.
Yeah.
And I appreciate how they take things, you know.
Do you like being in the public eye?
Yes. Very much.
You like everybody knowing who you are?
But I'm very, very choosy where I'm going, where I'm partying, and with who.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very, very choosy because I'm this person who's, I'm reserved. Naturally, I'm a reserved person. Mm. I don't like that negative limelight, if you understand what I'm saying.
You've got an image you want to uphold.
Yes, that's why some of the things I have to sacrifice. I can do what everyone is doing, but sometimes you have to sacrifice for the person you are. I'm a gospel artist, and when you are a gospel artist, they say you must practice what you preach. Mm. Gospel will never be the same as kwaito, but I still believe that everyone who's famous can still change lives in a very, very positive way. You don't have to be this person who doesn't care about life so that people can recognize you. So I'm very choosy when coming to limelight.
You have to be. You have to be, because you know, people have a specific perception of you and an image of you, and it's important that you uphold that.
Yes.
A lot of people want to be successful in music. Mm. A lot of people are great singers, but there's a point where some people make it and some people don't make it. And what is it that you think it is about Winnie Mashaba that has made you one of those people who has been so successful and continues to be so successful?
I always believe that it's because of the grace of God, firstly, and the support that I'm getting from people gives me a challenge to maintain or upgrade the standard of the kind of music that I'm doing. And I'm not comfortable with I don't like comfort zone.
Yeah.
That's the Winnie Mashaba. In musically, I strive to learn about what is new in the industry, what is happening, and the performance styles and instruments. I try my level best to introduce anything that can that can win more followers and more supporters.
Yeah.
So that's what, hence I'm saying I'm not this person who is comfortable in
a comfort zone. Well, you're 100% right. I mean, on Lihlotlo Laka, which is your new album, while Sipedi is your mother tongue,
yes,
you chose on some of the songs to perform in other languages, not just Sipedi.
Yes. You know, we have a bonus track in Lihlotlo Laka.
Yeah.
And let me share with everyone this one. We have released this album on the 2nd of March, and on the 4th of March, because they've heard that Winnie Mashaba sang Soul to Soul by The Temptations.
Yes.
They wanted to listen to that show. On the 4th of March, we were on top 5. At iTunes,
yes,
downloads.
Yeah.
So because people were downloading, they wanted to hear this song to soul by Winnie Mashaba. Winnie Mashaba, a traditional gospel singer, and she sang Soul to Soul. How?
Yeah.
How come? You know. And now we are on top 10 at Musica. Because they love Soul to Soul.
Mm.
Some of them, they just downloaded Soul to Soul.
Yeah.
And later, they downloaded the whole album. So yeah.
So are you gonna do more of that now?
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, but I don't want to shy away from
what
the original Winnie Mashaba. I want to remain Winnie Mashaba that people knew, and I don't want to shy away from that brand. So I'm going to maintain the brand, but also introducing new sound in Winnie Mashaba's music so that I can accommodate each and everyone in all my albums.
What makes you nervous in life? When do you get nervous?
every time when I'm about to release an album.
Really?
Yeah.
Sleepless nights.
Sleepless nights. And every time when I'm about to perform, I get so nervous because I'm not sure if whatever we have rehearsed, the fans are gonna love it, yeah, or what. And that makes me so nervous and gives me very, very restless nights. So that's what makes me nervous, really.
Well, Winnie, thank you so much for stopping by. Everybody that listens to your music is incredibly touched by you. Your job is to inspire other people, which is a beautiful job. It's a beautiful life's mission to inspire other people, to make them feel good about their lives, to connect them with a higher power. So on behalf of your fans, thank you for all the albums. And we hope that you go from strength to strength to strength, from album to album to album. And thank you so much for coming past Cliff Central.
Thank you, Ari. Thank you for having me.
Such
a
pleasure.
And thank you for listening. Everywhere you are at, thank you for listening to our interview. I hope you loved it.
Well, people love you, so I'm sure they loved the interview. And you're on Twitter as well. It's at Mashaba Winnie.
Yes. And Instagram at Winnie _ Mashaba.
Very, very
and
cool.
They can also like our fan page.
On Facebook?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Mustn't forget to buy the tickets to our Moral Regenerations on the 13th and 14th June.
State Theatre,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's winniemashaba.co.za if you want more information, huh?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
That's Winnie Mashaba there on a Friday, the big interview on Kelman on Cliff Central. Winnie, thank you so much.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.